Duct sizing the practical way friction rate method. The friction rate manual D method explained in plain field terms. How to find your available static pressure. Turn it into a friction rate using total equivalent length. And pick duct sizes that actually hit the design CFM at the static the blower can deliver. Plus the undersizing mistakes that wreck systems. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Duct sizing the right way isn't guessing a that run once a 6-inch. It's a method. Figure out how much static pressure the blower has left over to push air through the ducts, spread that budget across the longest path the air travels, and that gives you a friction rate. A target pressure drop per 100 feet. Then size every duct to move its required CFM at that rate. That's the friction rate method. The backbone of a CAM annual D. It matters, because a blower only delivers its rated CFM if the duct system doesn't fight it harder than designed. Undersize the ducts and static climbs. Airflow drops, and you've got a frozen coil in summer, excessive temp rise in winter, comfort complaints, and a system that never makes its capacity. Sizing by feel is why so many systems move 300 CFM per ton instead of 400. How it works? Think of the blower as having a fixed amount of push, its total external static pressure rating at design CFM. Everything in the airstream eats some of it: filter, coil, heat exchanger, dampers, registers, grills. What's left after the components take their share is the available static pressure ASP, the budget you actually have to move air through the supply and return ducting. So ASP equals the blower's rated external static at design CFM, minus every component's pressure drop. Now spread that budget over distance. But ducts aren't straight pipe. Every elbow, T, boot, and transition adds resistance equal to some length of straight duct. So you don't use the physical length, you use the total effective length TEL. The longest supply path plus the longest return path, in actual straight footage plus an equivalent length allowance for every fitting on those paths. The friction rate ties them together. Friction rate equals available static pressure times 100 divided by total effective length. That's a pressure drop per 100 feet. With that one number plus each duct's required CFM, a ductulator or friction loss chart hands you the size. Every run gets sized at the same friction rate, so the system is balanced. By design, short and long runs all drop the same pressure per foot and the air divides roughly the way you want. I'm describing the method, not reproducing anyone's chart. The DeKalb friction chart and the ductulator do the lookup. In the field, step by step, get the design CFM from the load calc and equipment, total CFM and the CFM each room needs. Don't size ducts without knowing the airflow they carry. Find the blower's external static rating at that CFM from the manufacturer's blower/fan performance table. Subtract the component drops, filter, coil, electric heat, registers, grills, dampers, at your CFM. What's left is your available static pressure. Find the longest run, physical length of the longest supply path unit to farthest register plus the longest return path. Then add equivalent length for every fitting on those paths. That's your TEL. Calculate the friction rate with the formula above. Size every duct at that friction rate for its required CFM using a ductulator or chart. Trunks carry the big CFM. Branches their rooms CFM. All at the same rate. Sanity check velocities. Fast enough to throw. Slow enough to stay quiet. Too fast equals noise and drafts. Too slow equals poor throw and stratification. Verify after install with a manometer. High measured static and low airflow means something's undersized or a component drop was underestimated. Normal values and targets. Typical residential design friction rate often lands around 0.08 to 0.10 NWC per 100 FT when you run the numbers on a normal system, but don't just assume 0.1. Calculate it from your actual ASP and TEL. A high static system or a long run can drive it lower. Target total external static. Size so the finished system runs at or below the blower's rated external static. Commonly residential equipment is rated around 0.5 NWC total. Many field systems are found at 0.8 to 1.0 plus because the ducts were undersized. That's the problem you're avoiding. Airflow goal. Roughly 400 CFM per ton in cooling, about 350 for high humidity / latent heavy designs, about 450 for heat pump heavy. Undersized duct is the usual reason a system can't reach this. Velocity. Keep trunk velocity moderate to stay quiet, branches and boots slower still. Louder is fine in a mechanical room, not over a bedroom. Fitting equivalent length. Every elbow/T/boot adds several to many feet of straight duct. Count them. Ignoring fittings is the most common sizing error. Common faults and what they mean. High static, low airflow, frozen coil slash high temp rise to ducts undersized, or the friction rate was set too high or guessed. The blower can't push design air through restrictive ducts. One room never gets enough air to that branch is undersized or its run is much longer higher equivalent length than it was sized for. It drops more than its share. Whole system noisy slash whistling registers to velocity too high, because ducts, boots, or registers are too small for the CFM. You size to 0.1 and it still runs high static to you use the default rate instead of calculating ASB and TEL. If your real available static was lower than assumed, 0.1 was too aggressive and everything came out too small. Hits target static on paper, but not in the field to a component drop got underestimated dirty slash Heimer filter, wet coil, restrictive grill. Remeasure the drops. Tech tips and gotchas. Calculate the friction rate. Don't default to 0.1. It comes from your available static and your longest run. A long run or high static component job needs a lower rate, bigger ducts. A short, low resistance system can use a higher one. **** available static is what's left, not the blower rating. **** the filter, coil, and registers already ate half of it. Subtract the components first or everything comes out undersized. And use the real world drops. A 4 MERV 13 media filter and a wet coil drop more than the clean slash dry spec numbers. Fittings are duct length. A run with 6 elbows and 4 takeoffs has far more effective length than its tape measure length. Count every fitting or your friction rate is fiction. The same applies to crushed slash sagging flex. Pull it tight and support it. Or use metal where it matters. Return air is half the system. Undersized returns are even more common than undersized supply. Size the return at the same friction rate. Then verify with a manometer after install. High measured static means you undersized something. Safety slash code notes. Duct design and sizing are the subject of a CAM manual D residential duct systems. Equipment load matching is manual S, and the load itself is manual J. These manuals own the detailed procedures and the friction chart. This article teaches the method in original terms and does not reproduce their tables. Many jurisdictions reference manual J/S/D for residential design through the mechanical slash energy code, e.g. IRC section M1601 addresses duct construction and installation, and IKE residential provisions reference recognized sizing methods. Cite the adopted section. Follow the manuals for the procedure. Undersized ducts don't just hurt comfort. Chronic low airflow can freeze coils, drive excessive temperature rise on furnaces a safety and equipment life issue, and shorten compressor and heat exchanger life. Size it right and verify the static.